During the depths of the U.S. Depression in the 1930s, the federal government took several steps to spur the economy. One was forcing the sale of all gold to the federal government. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
The secret is out. With millions of younger-looking customers across the country, Plexaderm is one of the most highly sought-after products on the market. It visibly shrinks under eye bags and smooths out crow's feet in minutes, and the effects last up to 10 hours. Influencers love it, magazines feature it, and people just can't get enough of it. As a matter of fact, Elle Magazine gave it an Editor's Choice Award as Best Instant Wrinkle Filler for 2025. In as little as 10 minutes, Plexaderm reduces the appearance of fine lines, wrinkles, and those dreaded under eye bags. So yes, you can look years younger in minutes, and the effects last for hours. No surgery, no gimmicks, just results. The best news, you can try Plexaderm for only $14.95, plus get free shipping. Call 1-800-678-1298. That's 1-800-678-1298, or visit PlexidermTrial.com.
During the heart of the Depression, President Roosevelt signed an executive order designed to spur the economy.
He issued an executive order known as the Gold Act in April of 1933, requiring everybody who had gold coins, gold certificates, or gold bullion to turn them into the federal government.
Paul Urbans is a local historian who lives near Fort Knox, Kentucky. There were only a few exceptions, such as some gold jewelry Americans were allowed to keep. All the rest had to be given to the Treasury in exchange for paper currency. The act helped devalue the dollar, lower interest rates, and increase spending. It also revalued the price of gold and encouraged foreign gold to be sold to the U.S. as well.
Once they collected all the gold, it was necessary to store it someplace. What they did is they took these gold coins and they melted them down into little gold bricks that weighed 27.5 pounds. Those bricks were stored primarily in New York and Philadelphia.
But as World War II loomed on the horizon, the vast quantities of gold the country now possessed could fall into the hands of an enemy, making a coastal attack.
The reason Fort Knox was selected for construction of the gold vault was because it was 1,000 miles inland. It was also west of the Appalachian Mountains, which in those days was considered a reasonable barrier, and it was right next to the home of the new armored force.
Some gold that was stored in San Francisco was moved to Denver, but the vast quantities in New York and Philadelphia was moved to a new vault being constructed here. More next time as we travel the countryside near Fort Knox, Kentucky. I'm Andrew McCrae.